Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, this evening, the Israeli military says it is checking if Yahya Sinwar was killed in Gaza. The IDF said in a statement today that three militants were killed during operations in Gaza without elaborating, but added it was checking the possibility that one of those three was Sinwar, who, of course, was one of the chief architects of the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th last year. Well, how has this news been received in Israel, and what now for war-torn Gaza? Well, for more on all of this, we're joined now from Israel by distinguished journalist Gideon Levy. And Gideon, you're welcome to the programme. It hasn't been confirmed yet that Sinwar is dead, but all indications seem to be pointing in that direction. I don't know, do you have any update, or do you believe he has been killed?
I have no doubts about it, but who am I? But all the indications until now show that it was him. I saw also the photos. It looks like him, but why would we guess now? Very soon it will be found out, because they have his DNA and they have his teeth. They have all the forensic proofs, and once all will be clear, they will publish something, and I guess it will be in the very short time.
And if indeed it is confirmed that Sinwar has been killed, what is your reaction to that news?
Look, I can understand the joy of many Israelis. He really resembled the evil enemy of Israel. He is behind the attack on the 7th of October. By the way, he did nothing also for his own people. I mean, to go to such an attack without building shelters for the Palestinians in Gaza was also something irresponsible and dangerous. But in any case, people are happy. That's good for me. But I'm asking, what's next? And I'm not sure that most of the Israelis have a clear answer about it. And above all, the government doesn't know what's next in Gaza.
What has been the reaction in Israel thus far to the emerging news?
As you can imagine yourself, there are all kinds of expressions of joy and pride. People are still a little careful because it was not confirmed yet. And don't forget, we are having holiday today, so the Orthodox Jews, who will be the most happy ones, I guess, the settlers, they will all just get the news only now. But I'm sure many will celebrate it. I never celebrate any death of anyone.
And as you say, probably attention will turn very quickly, if this news is confirmed, to what happens next. And I know this wasn't officially one of the war aims for Benjamin Netanyahu, but it certainly, I see an awful lot of people saying this is an opportunity, if Netanyahu wanted to take it, to move now towards a ceasefire, to say that victory has been achieved, the head of Hamas has been toppled, and it's time to end the war. Do you think that's likely?
No, it's not slightly, because for this there is one precondition, that Netanyahu really wants it. And Netanyahu clearly does not want it. He will do anything possible to continue the war, even though the international pressure will be just a bit bigger now, because, you know, he always claimed that one of his main goals was to crush Hamas. So, I mean, what else can be done in Gaza except of killing all the people of Gaza? But he will claim that Hamas is still alive, which is true, by the way. The capability was hit very seriously, but Hamas is not deleted from the map. And therefore, it will be a challenge for him to claim that he has to continue the war, while the world will tell him enough is enough. The question is, how devoted will be the world? And I'm very skeptical about it.
Well, we are just after getting the news confirmed now that Yahya Sinwar has been confirmed dead by Israel's foreign minister. So not a surprise, I think, Gideon, but that news just being confirmed there. If by chance, or if by some way, it could be arranged that an agreement could be given that the hostages would be released, do you think that the international pressure at that point, perhaps from the US in particular, could be enough to bring this war to an end?
Until now, the US didn't put any pressure on Israel. And I don't see it happening, especially not 3 weeks before the elections. Don't forget that any settlement in Gaza will have to include the withdrawal of the Israeli troops. And to this, Netanyahu will not agree, not to speak about a very massive release of Palestinian prisoners, very massive one. So I don't know, until now he was very clear about putting the hostages in a lower choice than the others. For him, it is about really crushing Hamas and not leaving Gaza. And I'm afraid this is not going to change. The priorities of Netanyahu are not going to change now, I'm afraid.
Well, Gideon Levy, thank you very much, as always, for joining us on the programme this evening.